2018 delivers another humiliating ratings year for CNN. By John Nolte on December 19, 2018. Far-left CNN had another terrible ratings year in 2018. Numbers supplied by a Fox News end-of-year press release show that CNN, a 24/7 anti-Trump cable channel, not only came in last place when compared to its competition at Fox and MSNBC, it came in far last place. Below is how the three cable news networks averaged through all of last year. Specifically, from January 1, 2018 through December 9, 2018, and how those same numbers compare to last year. Primetime, total viewers and viewers in the 25 to 54 age range. FNC, 2,475,000. Up 3%, 475,825.54, down 2%. CNN, 990,000, down 6%, 326,825.54, down 11%. MSNBC, 1,807,000, up 12%, 355,825.54, down 3%. Total day viewers. FNC, 1,441,000, down 4%, 287,825.54, down 10%. CNN, 704,000, down 9%, 215,825.54, down 16%. MSNBC, 991,000, up 12%, 198,825.54, down 2%. There are a number of things notable about CNN's abysmal primetime showing in 2018. To begin with, during a banner news year that included a midterm election, the network still failed to average a million total viewers. Secondly, MSNBC nearly doubled CNN's total viewers, and Fox News nearly tripled the fake news network. Worse still, in total viewers, CNN is the only one of the three to lose total viewers when compared to last year. CNN also managed to perform a double-digit collapse of 11% in the advertiser-coveted 25 to 54 age demo, whereas MSNBC, down 3%, and Fox, down 2%, hardly moved. And this is after CNN had an awful 2017, which meant CNN actually had nowhere to go but up and still managed to plummet. CNN's total day showing throughout 2018 was even worse. A drop of 9% total viewers and a whopping 16% cratering in the 25 to 54 age demo. Fox News also saw a drop in total day total viewers, down 4%, and total day demo viewers, down 10%, but when you are in first place by a country mile, when you more than double CNN's total viewers and even smash second place MSNBC, which grew its total audience, that is little more than statistical noise. But when you're in far last place, as CNN is, and still sinking during a wild news years filled with consequential elections and an intense Supreme Court confirmation, you are being rejected by the American news consumer. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.